Preferred communication styles. Taking this a step further, we can also match or mirror the person's preferred communication style. The three main preferred communication styles are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Visual. This type of person prefers a face-to-face conversation to talking over the telephone. They can feel rather uncomfortable on the telephone because their preferred method of getting information across is not possible, i.e., they like to check out body language and facial expressions. People with a visual preference tend to speak quickly in an unconscious attempt to keep pace with the pictures in their head. They will be more concerned with how something looks rather than how it feels or sounds to them. They will tend to use expressions like appears, seems, looks, aspect, perspective, sight, view, clear, fuzzy, vague, demonstrate, show, sketch, picture, dream, glimpse, scene, look at, notice, observe, see or watch. If your colleague says, "I'm pretty hazy about the benefits of this approach," you could help create rapport with a response like, "Let me give you a clear picture of the benefits for you," and then use verbal pictures to describe the detail. Auditory. Those who demonstrate this preference are often fluent and articulate. Although they may tend to speak more slowly than the visually oriented person, they like to hear themselves talk and will often do so for long periods of time. Their concern is more with how something sounds rather than how it feels or looks to them. So they will often use expressions such as announce, communicate, proclaim, articulate, expressive, loud, quiet, noisy, silent, discuss, talk, express, question, give an account of, outspoken, speechless. If your colleague says, "I've heard a bit about this and would like you to tell me more," you could help create rapport with a response like, "I'm sure you'll like the sound of it. Let me tell you about it." Kinesthetic. People who demonstrate this preference make sense of the world through their feelings. Since feelings can be hard to put into words sometimes, such people often speak more slowly. There may be pauses when they are asked a question. They base their decisions on gut feelings, and their words tend to have a physical quality to them, for example, smell, taste, touch, and feeling. They will be more concerned with how something feels rather than how it looks or sounds to them. They will tend to express themselves with words like inactive or active, bearable, warm, calm, collected, feelings, affected, emotional, unbearable, hurt, painful, stressful, tense, control, steer, push, support, solid, hunch or intuition. If your colleague says, "I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable with the changes that have been made," you could help create rapport with a response like, "Yes, I had a hunch you'd feel like that. If I walk you through the improvements, it may help you to grasp why we've made them." So, to show your colleagues that you are on the same wavelength during a conversation, listen out for the following verbal behaviour and reflect it back to them. What words and phrases are being used? What mood is the person in? Is the person talking big picture or high levels of detail? Is the person speaking fast or slowly? Loudly or quietly? Is the person oriented to logic, results, or people? Recognising and using the person's preferred means of communicating are quite advanced skills to develop and need practice. Beware of focusing so hard on the words your colleague uses that you lose contact with what they are really communicating to you. Show that you're listening verbally. Paraphrase. Use your own words to demonstrate your understanding of what has been said. This also enables any misunderstandings to be corrected. Respond. Make listening noises and refer to what the individual says. Open questions stimulate active discussion and enable you to check your understanding. Summarise regularly and especially at the end to confirm understanding and to check nothing has been omitted. Empathise by responding to feelings. That's causing you a lot of pressure and stress, or you seem pleased about that.